This is Under the Dome. On today's episode, we're taking a closer look at what's happening in North Carolina politics for the week of Monday, August 2nd.
For the News and Observer, I'm Dawn Vaughn, here to tell you about the week ahead in North Carolina politics for the week of August 2nd. There are a few things to watch this week that we think are going to happen. We're not sure what's going to happen because this past week, most of the legislature was off, except for a few things done where the Senate meeting with no votes and a short House session on Monday night. So most of the Republican leadership had left town for the majority of the week for the ALEC conference out west. And so they're back this week, and there are things, not the budget. We all love the budget. Doesn't look like it's coming out this week. Will it come out next week or the week after? I don't know. But the month of August, I think it is fair to say, will include a House budget. Will it include a conference budget passed? To be determined. So anyway, on the Senate side, a few things that are going on. Critical race theory. Well, the House has already dealt with that. The Senate has its version. That's likely to come up in committee, potentially the floor. Another thing going on in the Senate is the high school athletic association drama that's been going on these past few weeks. And that was the meeting I was talking about where there weren't any votes and it was a closed door meeting to find some sort of compromise. Right now, where things stand would just to completely eliminate the current association, start over, but there might be an answer somewhere in the middle. We'll see. That's something that could come up this coming week, or some sort of development on where things stand with negotiations. The energy bill is something else to watch for in the Senate. That could be coming up this week or next week, but right now there aren't any votes scheduled for Monday, August 2nd when you're listening to this, so there's Tuesday, maybe. We'll see some more committees coming out as I record this on the previous Friday. There's only a couple next week. So this is the time of year, and this is probably the most important thing to think about, that aside from the budget, the long session is winding down. They'll take a break and come back for redistricting this fall. But this is the time when any sort of legislative priorities are going to show up in the committee substitutes. So it could be something that came out of the ALEC conference that some lawmakers were at. It's things like the, teaching about race and racism in schools, which is something that we know will happen this week, and of course the energy bill. But there could be some surprises, as always. But the time is now to get those done in between the budget. So the House budget, right now, we think their goal is to come out the second week in August, and it'll probably follow along the same lines of what the Senate did, where it comes out on a Monday and then they vote on it by Friday. So the House process will be pretty quick. You know, a lot of like our coverage will be looking at how does this compare to the Senate's budget, because the next step, once the House passes its budget, is the conference budget, which is the Goldilocks and the Three Bears version of too hot, too cold, just right, where they agree somewhere in the middle. We know that the Senate wants lower raises for state employees and teachers than the House. The tax cuts, the individual tax cuts, corporate tax cuts, will be different on the House versus Senate, and we'll see where they meet on that. So those are a couple of the big things, and then the usual surprises, the Senate bill surprise. One of the surprises in the Senate budget this summer was reining in Cooper's powers. We'll see if that's something the House wants to do also, and then if that shows up in conference. Another thing in the Senate budget that wasn't there, that could be in the House budget, is the $2.5 million in state funding that's needed to build the African Americans Monument on the Capitol grounds. And when I talked to, Probst Chair Sain this summer, he said, maybe the Senate just wants the House to pay for it, and that they're, thinking about it, maybe it would approve in the final budget, but we're waiting for the House to propose it. And he said it seemed like the House would be supportive of that. So that's one of the things to watch for. What we don't see this week is there is actual budget work going on, even if it's not in a public committee, where the House Appropriations Chairs are talking through, how are they going to divvy up all this money. The state has a lot of money. So I would say that August is going to be dominated a lot by the budget and all the money that North Carolina has and how the House and Senate are going to agree on how to spend that. So those are ongoing conversations. Will you see anything about the budget this week? You know, if I say no, then, you know, we'll end up seeing something. But I would say probably not. But again, critical race theory, energy bill, high school sports, those are the things that we know that the legislature is still dealing with. And then if anything came out of those that went to ALEC or any other legislation that, you know, didn't go anywhere earlier in the session, that's going to show up, you know, as a PCS. And that might be something that we see this week, too. One other thing to look for is that, you know, Governor Cooper, people were wondering if he was going to extend the statewide mask mandate in those certain settings, if he was going to, widen it, what he was going to do. And he let the order expire. And so there is no statewide mask mandate, except in a very narrow group right now, which are certain state employees who have to show, or will start in September, have to show verification of being vaccinated. And if they're not, then they have to have weekly testing and will have to wear a mask at work. And Governor Cooper urged the private sector to do that also. So we'll see if that happens. Right now, there's no vaccination mandates, except with hospital workers, so there might be more coming from employers, either public or private, or the sort of carrot stick of the vaccine verification. And the goal there on the government side is to get a higher rate of vaccination because the Delta variant is harder to control. So we'll see where that goes. That's something that's going to be a statewide and national conversation over the coming weeks. Those are the things that I'm aware of for this week. As always, please give tips, ideas, interviews, our requests for our News and Observer and Insider Politics team. Also, you'll be listening to this August 2nd, which is my birthday. So thank you for the birthday present of listening to our Under the Dome podcast. And we'll see you next time. For the News and Observer, I'm Dawn Vaughn.
For more from our politics team, subscribe to the News and Observer at newsobserver.com/subscribe. Follow us on Twitter at Under the Dome and NC Insider, and sign up for our weekly political newsletter, also called Under the Dome, at newsobserver.com/newsletters. Thanks for listening.